Okay, in French, to avoid is éviter, spelled E-acute, V-I-T-E-R, and to tempt is tenter, T-E-N-T-E-R. Quite close, really, to the English verb attempt. Remember the words ending in T-I-O-N, the ones which are such good value and which are all feminine? So, from tenter, how would you make up the temptation?
La tentation.
La tentation. Good. So how would you say, I must avoid the temptation to use my dictionary all the time? Let's do it bit by bit. Remember what you learnt at the beginning of Michel Thomas's course. I must is je dois. So I must avoid the temptation would be...
Je dois éviter la tentation.
Je dois éviter la tentation. To say the temptation to do, you use de. La tentation de faire. To use something is utiliser. So, I must avoid the temptation to use my dictionary.
Je dois éviter la tentation d'utiliser mon dictionnaire.
Good. Je dois éviter la tentation d'utiliser mon dictionnaire. All the time is a direct translation. Tout le temps. So now try, I must avoid the temptation to use my dictionary all the time.
Je dois éviter la tentation d'utiliser mon dictionnaire tout le temps.
Exactly. Je dois éviter la tentation d'utiliser mon dictionnaire tout le temps. Now, in French, instead of is au lieu de, which really means in place of, and it's followed by the to form of the verb. To look is regarder. So try saying, instead of looking in the dictionary,
au lieu de regarder dans le dictionnaire.
That's it. Au lieu de regarder dans le dictionnaire. So, instead of using my dictionary, I can invent many French words. Bit by bit now. Instead of using my dictionary,
au lieu d'utiliser mon dictionnaire,
au lieu d'utiliser mon dictionnaire, I can, je peux, and to invent is a good guy ER verb, which you can predict from the English. So, I can invent...
Je peux inventer.
Je peux inventer many French words. Many is the same as a lot of, beaucoup de. And we know the French for a word, un mot. French words is mots français, or words French. You need to change the order. So many French words is...
Beaucoup de mots français.
Indeed, beaucoup de mots français. Once again now, the whole thing. Instead of using my dictionary, I can invent many French words.
Au lieu d'utiliser mon dictionnaire, je peux inventer beaucoup de mots français.
Au lieu d'utiliser mon dictionnaire, je peux inventer beaucoup de mots français. That's it. Congratulations. You have made a very good start. Now, suppose you want to say instead of checking in my dictionary. To produce the French for to check, you'll need to think of a similar English word, to verify. To verify is vérifier. To create is créer. So how would you say, instead of checking in my dictionary, I can create many words in French? In French is en français. Instead of checking in my dictionary?
Au lieu de vérifier dans mon dictionnaire.
Good. Au lieu de vérifier dans mon dictionnaire. And now, I can create many words in French.
Je peux créer beaucoup de mots en français.
Je peux créer beaucoup de mots en français. And now the whole sentence. Instead of checking in my dictionary, I can create many words in French.
Au lieu de vérifier dans mon dictionnaire, je peux créer beaucoup de mots en français.
Yes. Au lieu de vérifier dans mon dictionnaire, je peux créer beaucoup de mots en français. You're really developing an instinct for French words. Let's try it another way. Instead of preparing my meeting, I must prepare the dinner. To prepare is another good guy verb which you can predict from English. So...
Préparer.
Right. Préparer. And do you remember the French word for a meeting?
Une réunion.
Indeed. Une réunion. So, instead of preparing my meeting,
au lieu de préparer ma réunion,
I must prepare the dinner. You may remember that the French for the dinner is le dîner.
Je dois préparer le dîner.
Yes. Au lieu de préparer ma réunion, je dois préparer le dîner. Exactly. Now, how would you say, I am not used to, or I am not in the habit of checking words in my dictionary? In French, to be in the habit of doing, or to be used to doing, is avoir l'habitude de faire. So, I am not in the habit of checking words in my dictionary.
Je n'ai pas l'habitude de vérifier les mots dans mon dictionnaire.
Yes, je n'ai pas l'habitude de vérifier les mots dans mon dictionnaire. Words ending in UDE are feminine, and so a habit is une habitude. How about saying, I have a useful habit, I invent many French words? Remember the verb to use is utiliser? Well, useful is utile. So remembering to move utile after habitude, try I have a useful habit.
J'ai une habitude utile.
Good. J'ai une habitude utile. I invent many French words.
J'invente beaucoup de mots français.
Yes. J'ai une habitude utile. J'invente beaucoup de mots français. Now, to guess in French is deviner. D-E-V-I-N-E-R. So if you wanted to give someone some advice, how would you say, you must adopt a useful habit, the habit of using your intuition and guessing the forms in French? Let's break it down. You must is vous devez, and to adopt is one of those good guys you can predict from the English, adopter. So you must adopt a useful habit.
Vous devez adopter une habitude utile.
Yes, vous devez adopter une habitude utile. Your is votre. And intuition is one of those wonderful T-I-O-N words, une intuition. So, the habit of using your intuition.
L'habitude d'utiliser votre intuition.
Good. L'habitude d'utiliser votre intuition and guessing the forms in French.
Et deviner les formes en français.
Good. Bring it all together now. You must adopt a useful habit, the habit of using your intuition and guessing the forms in French.
Vous devez adopter une habitude utile, l'habitude d'utiliser votre intuition et deviner les formes en français.
That's it. Vous devez adopter une habitude utile, l'habitude d'utiliser votre intuition et deviner les formes en français. Definitely a good habitude. Now try saying, I can already guess the forms in French, and I can even invent a few words. Already in French is déjà, and even is même. Start with, I can already guess.
Je peux déjà deviner.
Je peux déjà deviner the forms in French.
Les formes en français.
Les formes en français. And I can even invent a few words. A few is quelques.
Et je peux même inventer quelques mots.
Très bien. Je peux déjà deviner les formes en français et je peux même inventer quelques mots. Now try, I like inventing a few words. To like is aimer. Think of amiable in English.
J'aime inventer quelques mots.
Exactly. J'aime inventer quelques mots. To emphasize that you really like it, you would use vraiment and put it after the verb to like. So I really like inventing a few words would be
j'aime vraiment inventer quelques mots.
And if you want to avoid repeating some words, you can say I really like it, I really like this. For this, you use ça, a really useful word. It's the shortened spoken form of cela, and you use it when you're summarizing a chunk of meaning. So, I really like it.
J'aime vraiment ça.
Yes, J'aime vraiment ça. And I like it a lot. Place the French for a lot after the verb.
J'aime beaucoup ça.
J'aime beaucoup ça. And one more. I really like this a lot. Vraiment comes before beaucoup.
J'aime vraiment beaucoup ça.
Yes, j'aime vraiment beaucoup ça. Another way of saying that you like something in French is to use the verb plaire, P-L-A-I-R-E, to please. But you have to be careful with the structure, because when you use plaire in French, you have to say, it pleases you, it pleases me. After all, if you want to say please, you say s'il vous plaît, if it pleases you. So how would you say it pleases me?
Ça me plaît.
Yes, ça me plaît. And it pleases us. Us is nous.
Ça nous plaît.
Ça nous plaît. Try it pleases him. Him in this situation is lui.
Ça lui plaît.
Ça lui plaît. Yes. And it pleases me a lot.
Ça me plaît beaucoup.
Good. Ça me plaît beaucoup. How about it really pleases me a lot?
Ça me plaît vraiment beaucoup.
Ça me plaît vraiment beaucoup. So if someone asked you, mémoriser les mots par cœur, ça vous plaît? You might answer, no, it does not please me. But inventing the new forms, to invent the new forms, that pleases me a lot. The new forms is les nouvelles formes. So, no, it does not please me.
Non, ça ne me plaît pas.
Non, ça ne me plaît pas. But inventing new forms...
Mais inventer les nouvelles formes...
Mais inventer les nouvelles formes, that pleases me a lot.
Ça me plaît beaucoup.
Good, ça me plaît beaucoup. And the whole sentence now? No, it does not please me. But inventing the new forms, that pleases me a lot.
Non, ça ne me plaît pas. Mais inventer les nouvelles formes, ça me plaît beaucoup.
Exactly. Non, ça ne me plaît pas. Mais inventer les nouvelles formes, ça me plaît beaucoup.